This conference is being recorded.
Oh, wait a minute. Thank you, everybody. I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay. All right. We're back.
Dial back in. I reached over because I have to go over to my keypad. And when I reached over, I hit a 6 rather than the 9, and I had to, they wouldn't let me back in. They locked me out of the system. It's a perfect example of what's happening with 3D. if we don't get the higher dimensions, we're getting locked out of 3D. It's so funny, but I really feel that. I feel
it's
that.
Isn't it true?
Like,
yes.
If we don't, you know, harmonize with these higher frequencies or higher laws, and that's one thing I was really thinking about, that each of the higher dimensions has different requirements. Like we were talking about with the Oklahoma tornado, that just one of the requirements is to be in harmony with Gaia, be in harmony with the Earth. And if we're not, we basically get locked out of 3D, like, no, you won't live here. No, you won't dial it that way. No, you're not going to get access. Access has been denied. I mean, that's going to be funny. And I think that's going to happen more and more, where access to 3D way of framing reality is going to more and more be shown that it doesn't work. So the more we can be in the harmony, the field and the web, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, be aware of how we're all actually can stream higher frequency energies to each other rather than just communicating as if we're separate. I think 3D communication has been communication based on the fact that we're separate from everything. We're separate from the Creator. We're separate from each other. We're separate from. It's been 3D, the consciousness of 3D, of duality, is the consciousness of separation, which is what we're coming out of, this consciousness that we are separate from the divine, we are separate from our divine selves. So as we move into this intense solar flare period of time, and we're getting these intense messages through the sun, remembering that our sun is now lined up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which is billions of times brighter than our sun. So what I perceive is that we're getting direct hits from source, because our source code information comes through the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. The eye at the center of the Milky Way galaxy comes through to our sun, since we're directly lined up with source energy. It's like we're getting sources basically pulsating through with higher and higher frequencies. So we're getting beamed. So anybody saw the new Star Trek movie? I saw it last night. I was just laughing about how now that when they beam somebody up, how they go around the person, like with swirls of light, like spiral light. To me, it's kundalini energy swirling around them, and then they're beamed to the other location. And I feel that same way for us. I feel that the solar flares are like this swirling spiral kundalini energy that's jolting us into consciousness. And that's what we've been talking about, the Uranus-Pluto square, which we just had another one, and we have 7 between June of 2012 and April of 2015. So the archetypical frequency of the Uranus energy originated as the original being was Gaia and the sky were one unit. They were one consciousness. And then Uranus wanted to separate itself, Uranus became the sky god, became the sky. So the Earth was separate from the sky. So this is the origin of how the Earth began. And at first it was one unit, and then it separated into Earth and sky, with the planet Uranus, or Uranus, was the frequency, the force that created this separation. And the archetypical, the alchemy, the the story is that this God force wanted to be all around the earth and control the earth, and that Uranus locked his children into Gaia, into the earth, and they couldn't leave, the Cyclops and the Titans, and they couldn't leave Earth. They were imprisoned in Earth. They no longer were unified with the sky. That they were his children, but he birthed them and he left them behind. So that's the mythology that we are really being confronted with, to recreate a whole new mythology of what the origins, what origins have we inherited, and what, and when we become our original self, and we reclaim our originality, then we experience that union, being reunited in the wholeness, in the oneness with Mother, Father, Sky, with that there's not a separation between 3D consciousness and other consciousness. So it's all mythological, but it's affecting us very much personally, too. So we are archetypical and mythological at the same time. And I really feel that's one of the reasons that the energies that are happening right now, and we were just talking about the moon in Cancer last week, and the different stories about people weeping uncontrollably and then laughing uncontrollably and putting things in perspective, that we're feeling the depths of the birth pangs, the recreation process. And this is like original, going back to the original moment. It's that same kind of energy. It's that same sort of volcanic energy coming out from the earth. We're recreating ourselves, and we're recreating consciousness on the planet. And Gaia is giving birth to herself and ascending, and we're giving birth to ourselves. And we're all moving these dense frequencies together, and we have to pay attention how this energy moves through us, and how we share the energy with others, and how we speak, and how we send our frequencies with our words, how we send our light, how we extend our light bodies to each other, so that the web around Gaia, the web of humanity, the web of consciousness, is something that's lit by our frequencies, so that the 3D lower frequencies are basically dissolved. But we're just at the beginning of this process, maybe since the beginning of time. So even though for us who have volunteered to be here at this time, to do this very, the word that came to mind was arduous, this very valuable work, it can appear and feel very arduous, as if we're really walking through primordial mud, primordial slime, and we're just slip-sliding away, and we're wondering if we're ever going to get through it. And I sure feel our beautiful teacher and master here saying, yes, you're getting through it, and that's why I'm sending angels to help you. And he said, yes, the angels came in before the call, and to keep calling and a call releasing. So, you know, it's like Kirtan call and response, but Sri Singh Sasas, Yogi Bhajan is also saying call and release. It can also be call and release. So call and response, when we respond to the Kirtan, to the sound of the divine, and we respond back to the divine, that divine frequency which we interface with at the co-creation is the sixth dimension, the sacred geometry. And then we move into the nod yoga. We move into seventh, eighth, ninth, the higher dimensions. We move into the flow, the frequency of the divine flow. That's what we're moving into. So we're redefining our identities based on the divine flow, based on the call, our call and response with the divine. So every moment that we're experiencing some kind of frustration that we feel we need to get through, Yogi Bhajan saying, call upon our divine identity and allow that to become stronger and stronger. And that's the leap of faith. And then the divine is restored to Gaia, and we're lifting her up, and she's lifting up us up, and that's re-originating ourselves. Now we're going back to the original, and it's no longer are we born in the archetypical cultural trance of original sin, where we were separate from the divine. With each moment, with each breath that we go into our divinity and reclaim our divinity and flow into our divinity and feel our divinity and breathe into that, now we're born into our original divinity and we can return to our original state. So all of this journey, these steps up the mountain are all really worth it. So even though it's difficult in 3D and we're all experiencing aches and pains in our hips and back, maybe, or some of us are, it has been experienced. You know, we're climbing this mountain, and our souls and those that we're helping along the way know the value of the journey. So in our divine seed cells, our divine seed souls know the value of the journey, and sometimes we get overwhelmed by the journey or by the seeming obstacles, but we know the value. So that's what really keeps us going every day. So we're moving into today, Gemini. So things should lighten up. Things should lighten up, everybody. So it's time to feel lighter spirit, get together, party, have fun, and really share the light. So with this Uranus-Pluto conjunction, again, Uranus is that archetypical creation energy that we're now kind of grabbing the tiger by the tail, and it's this moving tiger. And it's moving around, and it's being directed by Pluto. And Pluto is asking us, what is your deepest desire? And with this moving tiger that its tail is either we've grabbed it or it's flopping around, the tail is hitting us in the face. We've got to grab the tail of the tiger and direct what we want with our desires. And we need to direct our seed soul divinity so that we can line up in all the 10 dimensions and with all the solar flares with the power of our own divinity. And that's what's driving the tiger, driving the chariot. We're the chariot drivers. It's the desire to reunite with the truth of who we are as in our own divinity and our own love and our own ability to create the kind of world that we want to live in. So that's the Pluto's desire, our deepest desire, not just, oh, desire. No, it's like the primordial desire. So we're dealing with primordial desire energies, frequencies, creation energies in every moment. So something that could seem really kind of, you know, in our minds could seem kind of trivial is very impactful. We experience as very impactful. So there's a lot of maybe edginess, or maybe it's difficult to sleep, because also Uranus is the nervous system. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and Aquarius is, you know, we've moved into the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is the water bearer, but it's also consciousness. So it's pouring the light of consciousness onto the planet. So we're the receptacle. We're receiving the light of consciousness in our bodies, in our thoughts, in our beingness. And each cell is being literally burst open by the sunlight, by the solar flares. So it's almost like you can hear your cellular structure changing or popping. Pop, 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 pop. So the more we breathe it in this moment, it's the time to really allow that energy to rise up and break the hold of the 3D patterns that we've all been born into. Nobody that's here right now, unless maybe it's a baby that was just born, like my niece, everybody's been enculturated by 3D patterns, and we took that on, and we had to take that on in order to survive. But now that we've gone through it and experienced it and felt it, we can feel into what we want to keep and what we want to let go of. So this is really a process of looking at, hey, you know, what are you stuck with? What patterns did you take on or we take on from the culture, from our parents, or, you know, that we no longer need? Maybe it's speaking without really thinking about what we want to convey to one another. Maybe we're just kind of just saying a bunch of words, a bunch of mumbo jumbo. So it's time to really craft consciousness and take a step back and really be the witness, really be in our neutral minds and say, how can I craft consciousness so we can move into these new ways of being without the shock and Uranus is shock. So we want to move from our resistance to our willingness. And these are 3D adjustments from the duality, right, wrong, to curiosity, from judgment, just living in our minds, to compassion, being into our hearts, from guilt, feeling like, oh, I was born in original sin, to acceptance of our divinity, and from blame, oh, it's out there, it's bad, to, oh, wow, I understand, I can stand under, I have an awareness of what this person's going through, what their frustrations are, what their needs are. From shame, there's really something wrong with me, to just reassurance and acceptance, like, wow, I'm beautiful as I am. Yeah, maybe I have this certain, you know, I don't know, whatever it happens to be, particular human quality. I'm not as neat as I would like to be. To just reassurance that it's all, well, you're beautiful however you are. It's all part of the unfolding process. And from criticism to appreciation, and that's where you can just breathe into if there's a critical thought that comes into your mind or comes in from others, to just breathe into our own heart chakras and just first appreciating ourselves for the breath we're drawing in the moment to, you know, finding something to appreciate about the others, you know, that you may feel criticized by. Just take a moment. You know, maybe you can just have an appreciation, a gratitude ready in your mind when you need to stick that in there, like, okay, you know, I'm happy that this person is, you know, whatever. On the bigger level is a beautiful soul. So that we can start to release our attachments to how we've been programmed to think and believe and to feel and operate from. So we've been practicing our Sare Sasa meditation to open up that feeling of flow within our own selves and to keep that going. So I need to go get my iPod, actually. So, but right now, let's go ahead and just breathe into creating that channel of light for those who suddenly got burst out of their bodies the other day in the tornado. So it was just yesterday, wasn't it? So just breathe, and we're going to send them to their angels. And while we do, we'll do the Sare Sasa, and then we will chant our calls. That means we are have the opportunity to clear some of the confusion that's going on. There's a lot of confusion going on in that area. So just keep breathing into that while I pull up our music. I already have it pulled up. That's good. Keep breathing into opening up the portal. So Sare Sasa, hands on heart, moving into your own divinity. Hare 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 Hare
Hare Sa 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 Hare Hare Re Hare 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 Re Hare 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 Re Hare 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 Sa Hare Sa 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 Hare Sa 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 Hare Sa 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 Hare Hare Re Hare 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 Re
Hare 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 Hare
Next week.
Yes.
Bye. Yes. Bye. Bye, Sutton.